702. Radio that listens to you.
Alvin, good morning. Thank you so much for your time. Alvin, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic stuff. Can I just ask that you switch off the radio in the background so that you can hear, that I can hear only your voice and not my voice feeding back to me? But I'm going to ask you this question first. How big, Alvin, is the refurbished electronics market?
Well, in comparison to the Western world, we're still relatively small. However, in the Western world, it's a billion dollar industry.
And in South Africa, it's certainly far less than $1 billion. But is it a growing industry?
Definitely. I mean, we've been around for 20 years and achieving double digit growth every year.
When I was 13 years old, my parents couldn't afford to buy me a computer. So I built my own computer with parts and things I could find. I was very happy when I finally had a functioning computer. I don't have to do that anymore because I could just buy a well-refurbished secondhand computer from you. How reliable are secondhand electronics?
To make things simple, I think I have to give some context to what refurbished in effect means. So simply put, refurbished is computer equipment that's been inspected, repaired, and restored. Basically, just a bit of background about our company, and is at any given time in our workshop, we got about 20 technicians working on erasing, upgrading, and thoroughly testing our products. The end result is restored tech with the same quality and performance as new.
And typically we are being told that electronics such as computers and cell phones have a lifespan. I don't know, smartphones lifespan now we are being told is about 2 years. After 2 years, get rid of your smartphone, get a new one. Does this impact the performance of these electronic products once it's reached the end of its lifespan?
Look, big business invest millions in marketing their products, their concepts. They have to sell you a lifestyle. They have to sell you the new tech. They have to let you know that you need a new device.
Yeah.
And they sell this idea to you. What we've realized in the end is that, look, if we come in with a totally new concept and basically allow an extension of the product life, and simply put, I mean, You extend the lifespan of a product by looking at function, you know, and quite simply, you buy with function. And when you realize that what you have, your cell phone, for example, can I ask you a question if you don't mind?
Yeah, go ahead.
How long have you kept your cell phone for?
My current cell phone, I think I'm a year and a half into having it.
What was your reason for changing it?
I lost my previous cell phone, so I had to buy a new one. I don't think I've ever had a cell phone up until the end of its lifespan, except for my BlackBerry 10 years ago.
Yeah. Simply put, right? Simply put, you replaced your cell phone because you lost your cell phone. But, I mean, in hindsight, you don't really need to change your cell phone unless you get caught up in the marketing and advertising that you do see, in which they do tell you get the new, greatest, and latest cell phone. So we've realized that that's where the opportunity lies with us. The opportunity has lied where we realize that, look, you don't really need the latest and greatest, especially for business. And that's where, you know, our opportunity has popped up.
And cost-wise, what am I saving typically as a percentage margin if I buy a secondhand i3 laptop from you versus buying it at Game?
We sort of play in a different space, and I have to choose my words quite carefully. So basically in tech, you have a consumer range of electronics and laptops, desktops, etc., and then you have the business range. Generally, what you would probably see at Primedia offices or see in your environment are the business range, which are more expensive tech. They would probably have the better motherboards. Basically, everything's of a higher build quality. The consumer range, sad to say, doesn't have the same. So we would play in that space. We would play in the business range space, and we would be able to supply you, in comparison, I mean, a new replacement device would cost 15,000 rand. Yeah. We'd be able to supply you something very similar for half the price.
That's an amazing margin, I must say, for half the price.
Yeah.
And
so I wanna lean onto something. I mean, you know, there's this new buzzword around the circular economy and what it all basically means. So simply put, I mean, you know, like in nature, you know, and this speaks to green tech and the like.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you next. From a green economy perspective, how much impact does it have on, for instance, the environment?
So if you look at it, I mean, in nature, there's no such thing as waste in nature. Nothing gets wasted. And if I have to leave that thought to you a couple of minutes, if you just think about it for a few minutes, nothing gets wasted in nature. So what we tend to do in business is there is production of items and there generally is waste at the end of that process. So after you've done the transaction, your end users use the product, that's where the waste component comes into it. So the circular economy is business has now started realizing that, look, in effect, we have to ensure that we are in some way or another using less resources or having the circular use of resources. So whatever resource was in your initial production line, you're able to some way, shape, or form reuse that. And unconsciously, I mean, this has been our business for the past 20 years, realizing that we are actually doing this on a day-to-day basis where resources are being reused and repurposed and we're putting stuff back out into the market constantly. So we're now alluding to this concept around reducing waste. You know, there is still a waste component, but we are reducing waste.
Yeah.
And that's the new adoption of business. This is the direction of the future of business. This is the discussions amongst C-suites and big corporations. How can we reduce waste? How can we have this, incorporate the circular economy in our business? And purchasing or doing business with a company like Experian, we've been doing this for 20 years.
Yes, right? Yes. Yeah. And just lastly, for those who would like to explore this, for the small businesses that would that are trying to save a buck and bootstrap their way into profitability, considering refurbished electronics such as computers, how can they get more information? Can they get in touch with you, and how can they do so?
Okay, so we have basically the business is made up of, we've got a network of resellers, and these are our clients who then support the general consumer. We would then look out for online retailers, business owners, and people in the space of reselling and supporting that network. If you want to learn more about us, we do have, obviously, you can get onto our website. There's a lot of information there. And basically, you can sign up as a reseller, and we'll walk you through the whole process.
And are you buying from people who want to get off their hands their computer?
We don't buy from individuals, unfortunately. So we're only buying large volumes from corporate South Africa.
Alvin Peacock, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.